Enjoy the music. You're listening to 100.3 CKMS.
Okay. Just relax and take it easy while the machine goes round and round. It will cost you 30 cents a pound. So treat my baby gentle, treat my baby kind, cause her kind of service nowadays is hard to find. She's got the best machine, the best washing machine in town. She can do it over and over, and her machine won't break down. What a machine!
Marching down the street, when I got there, a parade marching down the street, and every woman who showed her stuff draped in beads from head to feet. the street if I got to walk.
Alrighty. Nice music, Jeff. Tell you want to talk to a little bit about us why you picked those songs? They're very nice, mellow, bluesy type things.
Yeah, that tends to be the music that tends to come from me when I tend to play music. So first one was called Take Me to the River, and it was by Eva Cassidy. That one went out to my wife, who had a request tonight for some Eva.
Good.
Trying to keep myself in the good books, I guess.
That's a good deal.
But you never go wrong with little Eva Cassidy.
Nope.
Second one was Laundromat Blues.
Yeah.
With the miracle of radio and other things, you roll with what comes up sometimes, I guess. And the third one is a song, Bourbon Street Blues, after the New Orleans trip that we had talked about. it was by Chris King. That was a tune that I picked up in my travels. I don't even know where I was at the time, but I got three or four songs from that were either referred to me or I gathered in my travels. Yeah. And it's just a really nice groove and something that really makes you chill and relax. And
it's nice to get some good songs. I know I've got a bunch from you over the years, and you know, I just love going to those CD shops. You buy like, you know, like $10 for three or something like that, and well, you can buy a lot of junk, but you always, it's fun to find something that's never been, you know.
Well, you could play, you always find that one gem or two, or you get some remix of an old song that you know, everyone has like all the versions, and you can pull out that one version that people haven't heard before. So but like you say, when you get out there and traveling and meeting people, it's pretty easy, especially nowadays, to pick up music and and carry your own load.
Are you still collecting music at all? How you do with your music?
I'm still sorting music that I've gathered over the years. I can put my iPod on, or I can play off my computer and put it on random and continue to hear songs I've never heard before or knew that I had, or I guess that one's there. good to have. It is a lot of work. So it's always interesting when people are like, oh, can you give me this? Can you give me this? I'm like, I go through there's a lot of work that goes into grabbing music and sorting it and getting just what you want and knowing when to play it, where to play it. So
it's true, you know, and really, like, what have I got, about 4,000 or 5,000 songs? They're not all swing stuff, just songs. And how do you keep track of it? Well, you can't. And, you know, it's a curse and a blessing. You might have, like, your 100 best songs. But the good news is you pick the song, like, you know, Nina Simone playing, My Baby Just Cares For Me. I mean, everyone likes that one. And you played Eva Cassidy, and, you know, there's a classic there that's so you, in a way, sometimes simpler is better. Sometimes, you know.
I agree. If you can, I have my own favorite on-the-go lists and things that I've developed that I know they're the go-to songs, and you always have like your mainstays. So
I know. I know one of your favorites is always Gene Harris, but the trouble was his songs are too long to play.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he has some very very long songs.
I know. Well, we'll listen to some more of your songs, but I think we'll better run through a few more announcements here, and we'll do a station ID too. Of course, you're listening to
100.3 CKMSY.
Yeah, that's it. CKMS Radio here in Kitchener Waterloo, playing the best of blues, jazz, swing in the K-Dub community.
I'll have to work on that.
All right. That was a great job you did there. So, talk about local entertainment. So, the Lancaster is running their Saturday afternoon jazz club. Now, there's like Dixieland kind of. Because you went there a lot.
I've been there a lot. We originally discovered that. I think we went there first in about 2002, 2003.
Yeah.
And we were instant celebrities as the new kids on the block that came in. And we were. They're a well life experienced group at the Lancaster Jazz Club, and we showed up. I think there was five or six of us the first time, and we brought friends. And they are some of the nicest people. Like really warm, really welcoming. When I ran my first few events where we brought in bands and other things, they were big supporters. I think we had probably 20 or 30 of them that would buy tickets and come out to a lot of the stuff. So. Yeah, good opportunity to go if it really opens your eyes to other styles of music and takes you back to the to the Ragtime and the...
Yeah, that's it. This announcement that's been put together, it's the home of live Dixieland, Ragtime, and early American jazz, and it really moves. And, you know, just the way you described that, how when you guys first got there and the really welcoming crowd, well, you know what? It's still true. Like, I know Dave and a bunch of them do try to get out there as often as they can, and those folks do come out and support the scene even now. They take lessons and come out to our dances, so... We're going to go there, you guys, over at the Lancaster. That's a social club of some sort, and they've just been going strong. And Dixieland, it's fast music. Do you want to do that anymore?
No, my feet don't move like that anymore.
Yeah, I know. Amy had a little potential addition. If she wanted to be a hamster, she wouldn't be running around in a cage or something. She wanted to feel slower. She wanted that kind of exercise. Amy, I mashed it all up on you, but I know what you mean. It's sort of, you got to have the legs for that Dixieland stuff. So, but yeah, that's good. So this on this Saturday, it's going to be a band called Dinny and the All-Stars. And they go from 4 to 7. And, you know, I remember we used to go there from 4 to 7 and go down to Dover Court afterwards.
Yep.
That was a full night, have a little snack. Usually too many McDonald's hamburgers at that one on 401 there.
Yeah, coming outside of Cambridge past the...
That's stuff will kill you, man.
Yeah.
No, and all Canadian beef is fine. I love that beef. So we mentioned Chester Whitmore coming up on Saturday, October 15th, Toronto. We want to mention also that there's another murder mystery going on. This is a fundraiser put on by the downtown Kitchener, that place called The Museum. And this will be a live music and DJ live show, silent auction, cash bar, food by the Little Mushroom Catering, and tickets are $40 or $70 for a pair. So this is at the museum, downtown Kitchener, and it's a fundraiser, a murder mystery masquerade. And lastly on this page, this will be fun, and this has happened before too. This is the University of Waterloo Swing Club. This is their holiday swing dance. It's going to have Jordan Clapman and the All-Stars, and with Late Night Blues. And that will be at go to Waterloo Community Arts Center. And it will be on Friday, December the 2nd. So, you know, John, it's just too bad you weren't feeling well. You could be talking about this stuff, or if Ann would have been able to come out tonight, we could have had a real riot with all the stuff that you guys are doing up at the University Club up there. Wow. Okay. Mr. Benoit, are you ready to play some more tunes?
I'll see if I can find some more for you.
Okay, you go right ahead, and I'll switch us off, and you turn that thing on.
All right, speaking of the go-to songs, I'll play a couple of the go-to songs that I've used many a days behind the DJ booth.
All right.
Now I could have been a gambler, because I'm good with the cards. I could have been a lover, breaking others' hearts. And I'd feel so silly, betting on the dice. And a lover seldom see the same girl twice. And that is why,
that's why I chose
the same girl blues. Yes, I did. I could have been a doctor, helping the sick. I could have been a lawyer, but you know that ain't my stick. Cause I'd feel so bad if a patient didn't get well. And I'd feel just as bad to leave a client in jail. And
that's why I chose
a singer blues. That's all right, sir. Go ahead. Could present just to think I could have been president. But I can't understand what politicians say, so I want to talk to you in my own little way. And
that is why
I
chose a singer of blues. Yes, I did, friend. Don't you know what I mean? I like what I'm doing, you know. I like the blues. Everybody understands what I mean when I sing something like this, yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about when I sing the blues. Yes, I do.
You're running in my car. I turn on the radio. I'm pulling you closer, yes. But you keep telling me no. You say you don't like it, but I know that you're a liar. 'Cause when we kiss,
yeah.
Okay. Wow. We're back. We're going to play one more song, weren't we? What is that? Shoot. It's okay. I got distracted here. Well, it's Jeff Steger, and this is episode 13. This is the Jazz Rhythm, Jazz Blues, and Swing Dance Show, and my co-host is Jeff Benoit. Thank you, Jeff, for playing those songs. Hope I didn't cut you off there, buddy. It just could have been one more, maybe.
We're all good.
Okay. Well, let's do a few more announcements here, and then we'll talk some more about the swing dance stuff here, and I'm sure there's lots in here we can go from now. Well, look at this. Here's a Balboa workshop in Ottawa, and this is October 29th to 30th, and Joel Plyce is going to teach that. And I don't recognize his name. Now, was he ever here in town? Did you guys have him up here?
No. We had some discussions with him.
Okay.
We looked at bringing him up when he was in Cleveland, and then he moved on to San Diego, and we were further discussions. I know he's a big part of the Balboa Rendezvous weekend that was running, and a big part of the Cleveland scene that built that Balboa there. Tammy Clement being our local Balboa obsessed.
Well, this one here, our new local dancer, Ann Seichertz, is going to go up. She's looking for anybody else who wants to go with her, so maybe we'll have another Balboa fiend in our in our midst.
It is a very cool dance. It's a very subtle and intricate little dance to put together, and I've actually really enjoyed learning some of it. My feet don't move nearly fast enough to do whole nights and whole weekends of it. But,
I know if you really hop around a lot, it's a toughie nut. Now, they had the Hepcat Hoppers had Dominique Blouin come up from Montreal earlier this year, and that was a great workshop. She did an hour or two on Lindy and an hour or two on Balboa, and that was a great time. I just wouldn't mind doing some more of that sometime. So talk to Ann if you want to go up there. She'd like to go, and I think having a few more people speak up would be a great encouragement for her. Now that she's got the bug after going down to New Orleans with John, and there's somebody else went down with him. I can't remember now. Isn't that the Pits? Well, enough of that. just to wrap up our announcements here, we have some international dance exchanges coming up. The Korea Balboa Weekend. The Balboa again is October 21st to 22nd, 21st to 23rd. Oh, that'd be all right. I could go down for my birthday. It's October 21st.
Is this a subtle hint that we should be planning?
No. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Pit Stop Lindy Hop coming up November 4th to the 6th, and that's featuring a fine lineup here. This is Solomon Douglas, Gordon Webster, and the Boilermaker Jazz Band. Boy, that's a great lineup of danceable musicians there, huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Melbourne Lindy Exchange for those who really want to travel. That's November 24th to 28th. The station manager is walking around here tonight. He's all excited to go. Is that right, Nat?
What's that?
You want to go to the Melbourne Lindy Exchange? Australia?
Yeah.
All right.
I'd totally go to Australia.
All right. We're in business. Here's one in Hong Kong on January 13th to the 15th. Get away from that cold winter weather here in Canada and go to, here's some Kevin St. Laurent and Joe Hofberger, it's instructors. I recognize those names. They've been teaching for a while, right?
Well, yeah, Kevin and Carla, they're some of the very original swing dance teachers that were internationally known and recognized.
I hear the phone are ringing. I'm glad somebody was here to take charge of that one. Last of our announcements is on the January 20th weekend of 2012. The event is called Fallology, and it's a unique event in Canada that emphasizes on the multiple roles follows have in swing dances. So, as an instructor, Jeff, what would you think that would entail, the multiple roles follows have in swing dances?
My guess would be that the follows being able to have a greater voice and contribution to the dance as opposed to the robotic, I will do as I'm told, when I'm told, how I'm told to do it, and rather creating the opportunities to have a conversation in the dance.
Ah. I think there's a lot of followers out there who may have just suddenly realized, wow, this is a whole new horizon for the dance experience.
Yeah, it's actually we've done I've done several classes on things like those, and it's a very challenging mind state to get into, mm-hmm. to appreciate that ability to contribute more, and it's finding a balance between the quote unquote hijack versus the I'm going to contribute to and have a voice. So it's a dangerously fine line to ride there, but we've done a few of those different type classes for sure.
Yeah, as long as that kind of basically work, I think generally speaking, as a follow, you want to be there on the one and the three count to be ready for instruction. But you sort of basically have the rest of the time. You theoretically have the time to do something of your own in the other beat counts.
Absolutely, it can be really anywhere in the dance. I know I had a lesson tonight. I had a private with a follow, and we were talking about the idea of becoming more expressive. And mm-hmm. the expression from the follow is not doing big dynamic runaround movements, but rather just a little tweak here, a little tweak there. The way you move, the way you take that step, the stretches and glides, and the concept I've always talked about is the leader creates the shape of the dance, mm-hmm. and the follow fills the shape.
Yeah.
So if he's giving, quote unquote, lead or direction into doing something, and it's her choice of how she does it. She respects that and goes with the direction that's there, but she chooses how she chooses to fill the space that he has created.
Yeah.
I know I've gone to several workshops and different advanced level classes, and it's always a concept that really gets follows excited to, as you say, see the new frontier of what opportunities are out there in the dance. But yeah. I like the concept of filling space, and it's certainly something that I use and I talk about a lot when I'm teaching.
The follows have a big job in dancing. I know I had the pleasure of traveling down to I think it was Rochester. I went down with Martin and Dave Trin, and we were swing out machines for the weekend. It was Northeast Girl Jam or something.
I remember they were doing the girl jams. Yep.
And what do you do at those things? I was watching instruction, and the instructors got it gradually more and more difficult, and they had some complex step patterns on that swing out for the follows. And boy, I've been there, done that. Not this is when you're getting to the level of instruction, where it's getting a little bit beyond your ability, and you kind of eyes glaze over
those are the best classes, because those are the ones that leave you stretched and reaching, and know that there's something else out there. Or beaten up, broken, and left in the corner. But hopefully it leads you to know that there's a next level. I know I've felt that way coming out of classes, and I didn't understand classes until 3, 5, 6, 8 months later, and then said, oh, that's what they were talking about.
Right.
It does true. Come together. Yeah. If you do focus and let some of that, it settles into the background, and certainly does come out in dancing at a later time.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of follows, and I think did they have just for curiosity, did leads only workshops? I don't think so.
I haven't heard of the leads only. Certainly follows. The follow tends to be a little more comfortable dancing individually and in space. So
yeah.
The guys in the leading roles tend to really depend on. I mean, the finesse and the flash is meant for her. So
that's right.
Really,
the follow is supposed to be the flash of the dance,
and him providing that stable base that works off
mm-hmm. of. So no, that makes sense. It's the dance is all backwards, right? I mean, so you have a new lead, a new follow, and away they go. And here's the new lead. He's not only trying to learn these steps, but has to lead what? Yeah. and then for a while it's like the leads generally always has usually thought to be the man's position to dance them. But I don't know. Isn't it unique in swing dance that we talk more about male, and not male and female, but lead and follow? Yeah. I think that's people.
They take in the gender out. I mean, yeah, I think that there's a huge. I know at least in our community when I was going through, there was such a high proportion of of females in the scene that many of them jumped into leader roles. Mm-hmm. And I know even in travels, I'd take workshops and there'd be a lot of follows that are stepping in to learn how to do the lead positions because there tended to be a greater volume of females. So as an instructor, I quickly had to learn to say lead and follow as opposed to
right.
guys and girls. So yeah. it becomes a habit and a good habit at that.
Oh, I think so too. I always get a kick out of listening to some of my friends in ballroom, and they do their instructors do stick to the strict that a lead must be male. And I remember sitting around earlier this year and last year, and that one of those dance shows, whatever, yep. and the instructors or the judges there, some of those judges were very, because I think they had a gay couple up, and these guys could dance. I mean, it was great, lead and follow like crazy, but the judges wouldn't move them on because it wasn't consistent with their vision yep. of dance being male and female. But from a technical standpoint, I mean, I thought they were great. It was great, and you know,
hey, did they make it around the floor? Did they express things?
Yeah,
that's what makes dancing.
It was super. Well, folks, we're getting to the end of our shift here, and I see DJ Camillo's making his way in here, and I'm hoping that he's all ready for a great show tonight. I'm sure he will. Look, he's nodding his head. He's right on with that one. That's good. So what we'll do is we're going to wrap up the show here tonight. We'll play a few more tunes till DJ Camillo comes in and plays. And once again, Jeff, thanks very much for showing up for tonight's show. And,
appreciate you having me. It's always a fun time.
And we'll look forward to the next time. I know we're going to be back on in 2 weeks again. So whether yourself or Martin or John can make it out, or whoever wants to come, if any of you out there in the listening audience would like to come out and listen and sit in on our show, where it just makes for a much better show with a bunch of people to talk about and different opinions. So anyway, so this is we'll play a few songs on the way out, and this is 100.3 CKMS Radio. This is the Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show. Your host tonight was Jeff Steger, myself, and this is my co-host tonight is Jeff Benoit. Thanks, Jeff. And hopefully you'll have a great week and keep dancing. Jeff, you want to take us out with some songs?
For shoes, my baby don't care for clothes, my baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races, my baby don't care for high-tone bases. Whitney Houston's not a star, and even Nita Baker's smile is something he can't see. My baby don't care, who knows it? My baby just cares for me. Don't even care for clothes. He cares. don't care for cars and braces. No, 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 no. And he don't care for, he don't care for hard-tone places. Whitney Houston, she ain't a star. And even need a bigger smile. Yes, it's something my man can't see. It's something he can't see. I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for. My baby just cares for. My baby just cares for me.
Was a man. All around the world, I would rather be a fly. I would light on my baby, stay with her till I die. With a toothpick in my hand, I dig a 10-foot ditch. Run through the jungle, fighting lions with a switch. Cause you know I love you, baby. Yes, you know I love you, baby. If I don't love you, baby, grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. All around the world, I got blisters on my feet, trying to find my baby, bring her back with me. You better run into me, woman, and be convinced. If you don't run into me, baby, you ain't got no sense. Cause you know I love you, baby. Yes, you know I love you, baby. If I don't love you, baby, grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. Baby, settle for nothing less. I give up all my good time, girls, for some happiness. Cause you know I love you, baby. Yes, you know I love you, baby. Well, you know I love you, baby. Yes, your smiling face is my heavenly light. Well, you know I love you, baby. Yes, you know I love you, baby. Baby, I really, really, really do. If I don't love you, baby, grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man.